Now to a battle over funding and wording. In this year's budget compromise, conservation funding took a hit. A rioter slipped into a bill put millions of acres of land back on the table for oil and gas drilling. One of those places is South Shell Ridge in western Colorado. It's not labeled as federally protected wilderness, but the Interior Department had floated a different term for South Shell Ridge and other areas it wants to protect, wildlands. As Kurt Sigler of member station KUNC explains, the status of the wildlands is now in limbo.
South Shale Ridge is prized for its scenery, assuming you can get to it. Kurt Kunkel of the Colorado Environmental Coalition is driving on a muddy, rutted-out road beneath the ridge. The area is an undeveloped island in the middle of oil and gas country near the Colorado-Utah state line.
Yeah, I'm stuck in the ruts.
So travel from here is more efficient on foot. Bushwhacking through dense stands of juniper trees makes for a tough climb, but before long there are no roads in sight. Kunkel says South Shale Ridge has everything wilderness should. It looks untrammeled, wild even. But until Interior Secretary Ken Salazar's recent wildlands order, he says the Bureau of Land Management couldn't manage it as potential wilderness.
It's what I think of when I think of wilderness. I have a great affinity for Colorado's canyon country and love exploring out here.
Kunkel says protecting places like this is important for this region's tourist and hunting economy. But on the other side of South Shale Ridge, where the cliffs drop dramatically to the valley floor, David Ludlum looks out at the same vista in a very different way.
I see an area that's extremely beautiful. I also see an area that at the same time has resource potential.
Ludlum is executive director of the Western Colorado Oil and Gas Association. He says drilling and the environment have coexisted in places like these for years, and the wildlands order put everything in economic limbo. A rain shower adds the sweet smell of sagebrush to exhaust fumes at a nearby truck stop along Interstate 70. Some of these trucks are owned by Trevor Taylor's company, Old West Oilfield Services, which hauls water and sand to nearby drill rigs that frack or hydraulic fracture natural gas wells.
We're at the mercy of those energy companies. I don't get to go out and just create jobs in places. I only get to work if they're working.
A couple years ago, this part of the country was booming, but a lot of the companies Taylor works for have moved to places where they can drill on private rather than public land. North Dakota, Pennsylvania. Old West used to employ 100 people in western Colorado. Now it's down to about 40. The economy is probably why opposition to the wildlands order has been building, says Patty Limerick. She heads the Center of the American West at the University of Colorado.
When we have a recession and we have significant unemployment and we have uncertainty about an economic recovery, some of these very nice ideas that we have about nature in an intact and respected form, those just go to the edge of the tension span.
So back when unemployment was lower than 3% in places like western Colorado, wildlands might have been more politically viable. Now it hovers at 11%, and it's looking like a non-starter, at least in this budget year. Now, the rider in the bill doesn't extend to next year, but Interior Department officials aren't saying whether they'll give the wildlands order another go then. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler.